Hello, this is Sissy Bass, bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. The title of my podcast today is Be Aware of Dream Killers. Be aware of dream killers. Now, the scripture is from Genesis 37, the verse of 5, and I read, "Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more." Jesus states in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. And to counter that, Jesus said that he has come to give life in abundance. If you would happen to look up the word abundance in the dictionary, you will find that it means beyond measure. So whenever the enemy knows that God has a plan for his children, whenever he knows that God has a blessing for you, he will try to step in and intercept what is coming your way. He doesn't want to see you living in abundance. He doesn't want to see you walking upright with the Lord. So he comes to steal your riches. He comes to kill your inheritance, and he comes to destroy your faith in God. A lot of times when we think that the thief comes to steal us, generally think that he comes to take some tangible things from us. You know, some things can be seen and some things can be felt. And when we think that the enemy comes to kill, we may generally think that he comes to kill our body or to put sickness upon us. But I want to think a little deeper. I want you to think a little deeper. Yes, all those things are true. The devil comes to take all that he can, your passions, your health, and he comes to destroy everything he comes in contact with. Now, Genesis 37, 5, we see that Joseph had a dream. What the enemy wanted to do was to destroy Joseph's dream. He felt, if I can destroy his dream, then I can keep him from fulfilling his destiny. Understand that the devil doesn't want you to fulfill the purpose that you are here for. It's not so much about you as it is your purpose. If he can destroy your purpose, he can destroy you. If he can destroy your purpose, he will have destroyed you and you will have become a casualty of war. When you make up in your mind that I'm going to walk in my dreams and the desires and the visions that God has given me, that is when the enemy looks to see who he may devour. That is the point where he seems like all hell has broken loose. When you began to walk in what you know that God has for you, that is when the enemy strikes. If he began to walk in the dreams, the visions that God has given him, he will be a success. That's what the enemy say. If I allow this woman to marry, he will break this record in this family. If I allow this woman to break through, he will break the poverty cycle in her family. If I allow this man and this woman to be a man of God, the kingdom of darkness would be in trouble. See, it is not until you make up in your mind that you are going to live out your dream that is when the enemy comes in like a flood. See, you can have a dream, but it is when you plan to live out a dream is when the enemy tries to destroy it. The devil doesn't want you to be successful in fulfilling your destiny, the expected end that God has for you. He doesn't want you to be successful in that. Joseph had a dream and he told a dream to his brothers. That is when the enemy stepped in. You can't tell everyone your dreams, even the ones that you think are the closest to you, because everyone will not be excited about your dream. Not everyone will celebrate your dream. Not everyone will be there to support you to see that dream comes to a reality. Not everyone would be there for you. Immediately you spell out that dream, somebody's anger has been triggered. Somebody's envy and jealousy has been triggered. Somebody's rage has been triggered. Somebody has been triggered to make sure that that dream doesn't come to pass. But I'm here to tell you today, if you have Christ on your side, and if you're careful who you talk to, who you tell your dreams, who you talk to about your prophecies, who you talk to about the things that God tells you in the middle of the night, you will not find yourself wanted. You will not find yourself wanting. So today, I entreat you, be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you open up to. Be careful who you share your dreams, your passions, your visions with, because the enemy is roaring like a lion seeking who to devour. And I pray that you will not be a victim to the devil in Jesus' mighty name. Be aware of dream killers because they are around. God bless you. Bye-bye.